This podcast contains strong language and adult humour.
So what have you been up for in your week?
So what have you been up to in your week?
Not much. Work, other stuff, yes.
Are you trying to refrain from boyfriend?
Yeah, I am. Can you tell?
I'm not going to play the same trick on you twice. You can do it if you want.
It was fine. I nearly died. Put the podcast on, like 30 seconds in. Oh my God, no, Johnny, no! Why? Because I just sent him a text saying, oh, new podcast's out. And then like a minute later, it was like, I hadn't listened to it. Maybe don't. I've got so much stuff written down for tonight's podcast. Honestly, like normally I'm like, oh, I'll just write down fat cock and some news. But I've got pages of stuff for tonight. I am well prepared.
I've got not pages, but definitely got a bit more prep than what I normally would have.
Somebody made a shocking admission to me this week, which I am gonna relate to you later. And I done a song. It wasn't the song we agree.
Is it because Rap God is...
It's really bloody difficult. It's really hard.
I just need to get my stuff that I wrote, actually, because I've put it on my pad while I was watching Frozen.
Good film, that, innit?
Yeah, it's all right.
What do you mean, it's all right? It's brilliant.
I was shocked by the lack of pasties in the film.
What?
The pasties in the past. I told Ruby it was all about pasties, and she wouldn't have it. And I was like... She was sat there through the whole film ruining it for me.
Oh, I get your joke.
Yeah.
It's not very funny.
No, thing is, I rolled with it for about a year.
You rolled with it? Are you in the hood now?
Yeah. Rolling in
Are
the
you straight
hood.
Out of Compton?
Straight out of Compton. Did I say I watched Ant-Man?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch Ant-Man?
I watched Ant-Man. It was good.
Good.
Oh, yeah. And then it was my birthday on Friday.
You are now an old man.
Yeah, I am 31 now.
Oh, God, you're ancient.
Yeah. I cut out my rant about getting old in the last podcast.
It was so long ago, I don't even remember it.
Shall we do a podcast?
Yes.
Yay! Hello, it is the Prick Up Your Ears podcast.
Poor.
What?
That was poor.
I can do it slower.
Hello.
Or just do it like it's not me.
No, it's fine. It was just poor.
Oh, hello there. Welcome to the Prick Up Your Ears podcast. I am not Johnny Robinson. I'm Paul Benson the Fifth. Here with you for...
Sorry, who?
Paul Benson the Fifth.
Paul Benson the Fifth.
With a brand new podcast to break you through to the evening or late night if you choose to listen to it then.
You sound like you're presenting on Classic FM.
Next we have Beethoven.
Yeah, and what songs has Beethoven done?
The Fifth.
Actually, I think Beethoven's Fifth is a thing, so well done.
Yeah. I have got mad skills on music.
This has gone weird quick.
Hey, at least it's not gone the other weird quick.
What, sexy weird?
Yes, that all comes later.
Like it's about to in about 30 seconds when I tell you something.
Yes.
Okay, I'm Zoe Fell, by the way. Hello.
Yes, I am Johnny Robinson.
What, you're not Paul Benson the Fifth?
No, I am Paul Benson the Fifth. It's like Morgan Merriweather on the GTA games from 15 years ago.
I don't know who that is.
If you look on YouTube, it'll be like, if you type in GTA Morgan Merriweather, and it'll be, hello, I'm Morgan Merriweather. And I think he does like a classical show or something.
Are we about to get sued by Rockstar?
No, I've come clean about it, and I've given the credit, so way to go for that. Yeah, it's our podcast, and we've got cool things. Well, actually, they're not that cool. But we like to think
really,
they are.
Really, really selling this.
Hey, I sold the podcast today. I said that the radio profession has called us okay and all right.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, that is selling it, I suppose.
That's an understatement, but...
You mean an overstatement?
One of the two. Yeah, no, Yeah, no. I mean, yeah. I mean, an understatement. Because they've said...
Do I need to fight... Do you need someone to come and press a reset button on you? Are you all right?
What, Johnny EXE has crashed?
Yeah. Sounds a bit like it.
It's an understatement because they didn't say that. They actually said that it was really good and very good presented and edited, but I'm not going to put that in the thing.
Right, okay.
But anyway, so that is who we are and what we've got up. Ruby's Words of Wisdom also coming up later on. Last week she talked about bills.
When your mum and dad have got a parcel delivering service. Adorable. She's just so cute.
We're missing A3 on this side, by the way. If there's an A3 buzzer this week, then here it is. Because she has gone to Kilimanjaro now. She is in the Africa and she can't help singing Africa by Toto.
I'll bless the rains down in Africa.
Actually, if she dropped a drink or weed from the mountain, it would be like rain. So she could
she
be the song.
She is going to really appreciate that when she listens back to this.
Yay!
Apologise.
Well done for climbing the mountain. Actually, she would never wee from a mountain. She knows this.
I mean, I don't think she would wee from a mountain. She might wee on a mountain.
Yeah. Well, she's not going to not wee.
Women don't really have the capacity to wee from things. Hey, would you like to know a really disturbing thing I found out this week?
What?
At least one of our listeners has masturbated whilst listening to this podcast.
Wow.
I won't tell you who. They know who they are. Their explanation to why they'd done this, because I promptly freaked out.
Yeah.
Their explanation was that they were using it as part of a white noise wall to cover up the fact that they were watching porn.
Okay. Mm.
So how do you feel about that?
Honoured? No, I don't know. To be fair, actually, if you think about what's on our podcast, how is that any different to...
No, right, I don't think they're using it to get off.
No, that's what I mean. If they were trying to use us as, like, a mask to cover up the actual thing that they were masturbating to, then actually it's not any better because...
No, that's a really good point.
Because we say all sorts on the podcast.
There's at least four of the things I'm mentioning today are going to just be inappropriate. So, yeah, that was an exciting thing to find out this week. The person will remain nameless. We're on to you because you told me.
Yeah, it's not the person that you're trying
Don't
to avoid
even start guessing.
Mentioning
Don't
this
start
week.
Start guessing.
Okay.
Wait, what did you say? I spoke right over you. What did you say?
It's not the person that you're avoiding to mention this week.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I could text him now and ask him. Shall I do that?
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Is he aware also that someone said this to you? Because it might be worth mentioning that someone has done it.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Well, that could have broken up my relationship. Let's find out. It's fine. It'll all be in good faith.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if I want to start off, well, continue with the theme of that, and instead of doing a news story, tell you about the thing that's happened today.
Oh my God.
Shall we?
You can do, because after that, I can talk about two of the discussions I had with my boyfriend this week.
Okay.
Which relate to that, kind of. So let's do that. Ow.
Oh. What happened there?
I'm excited. I'm not sure it comes across that way.
I think we need to do it again, though. Today is the day I released the previous podcast.
Thank you for clarifying the end of that sentence.
Yeah. Why, what were you thinking I was going to say?
Today is the day I released. Oh, God.
Strangely, the only thing that came after you saying that was released the hounds. Today was the day I released the hounds.
Get on with it.
Yeah, okay. Today I released the last podcast, and one of the hashtags that I put in there was free sex toys.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Uh-oh. I'm excited, but scared.
Now, I put that hashtag in there because of you.
Yeah, because that's what I want, please. Oh, God.
So we got a... I don't know if it was a follower, but I know it was definitely put on the list. On the list of sex toys.
Brilliant.
This is a letter that I've written as you. Now, I don't want to step on the toes of one of our favourite podcasts.
I was about to ask, but carry on.
However, I have done this in a different way, so I've written this as you to send as the Sound Gorilla's social media manager or whatever the hell you are. I've yet to give you anything to do on.
Oh, I'm terrified.
So this is the thing that I've... Now, actually, I did give you the option. I could either send you this to read or I can read it myself.
Because the thing is, I'm aware we are treading on so many toes at the moment.
Yeah.
Send it to me and I will read it.
Okay. But are you going to proofread it first?
No.
Or are you just going to read it out?
I'm going to go in blind.
Okay, right. So I'll send you it via Skype.
I'm scared now. Do I have right to be scared? That's a yes then. Brilliant.
Okay. Right. Here it is.
Oh, God.
Now, you'll notice the name of the person who's added us straight away.
Right. Oh, God. This is a really long letter. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Right.
Do you want me to read this now?
Yeah.
Dear Throbin Hood, thanks so much for adding us to your list, sex toys. Just to clear something up, in case you think we are a sex toy brand, we're not. Although I personally think a gorilla would make a great name for a sex toy, Johnny, with the tagline, Pounding Your Cunt Jungle Style, copyright Zoe Feld 2015, all rights reserved. If you are able to make this, please send me this. I would be interested to see how it works. Afterwards, I can sell it off to Anne Summers herself, providing she's not stabbed herself to death with her own dildos. Know that I'm about to pound the orgasm world that is about to finger its clit off. If you can't make this for me, I would appreciate if you could forward me any overmade products or spares. I'll accept any defects, providing they're not prone to snag anything. If you have any going, I would really appreciate you sending over what you have our way. Unfortunately, I won't accept second-hand sex toys no matter how many sheets of jizz wipes you use. I have my dignity. Lots of love, Zoe S. Fell. S means sex. Yes, sex is my middle name.
So, feel free to use that email if you want to send it off.
Oh, please send it off, Johnny. Like, fix the typos.
Yeah.
But please send it off. So, is Robin Hood a company? Or?
Robin Hood is the person that's added us to that list.
Right.
I thought that was a good name.
Oh, funny. Please send it off.
Okay.
I just want some free sex toys, really.
Yama also was pleased that we... Of course, he was also pleased that we got added to that list, saying, oh, yeah, I'd love to be associated with that sort of thing.
Hey, if a sex toy company wants to sponsor me, go ahead.
Yeah.
I am not about to stop them.
Wait, when you said sponsored, normally people's... The marathon idea came into my head. I'm going to leave it there because there's so many different things that could be said from that point. Other than the typos, that's fine to send, yeah?
Hilarious, yes.
Okay, good.
But yeah, that's great.
Good.
Going on from that,
yeah.
Here are two discussions I had with my boyfriend this week.
Yeah.
I used the phrase coming into money this week to... to refer to getting rich. Which then made us both wonder whether it is treason to ejaculate into money.
Right.
I couldn't get an answer to this.
Okay.
And I'm annoyed that I couldn't find an answer. So is it treason to spunk on the Queen's face as like a monetary note?
I was going to say to actually spunk on the Queen's face.
I think that is treason. It's also just rude.
Well, it depends if she wanted it or not. And
Johnny, let's not get into consent here.
Well, if that's the case, and, you know, the Duke of Edinburgh has done things with the Queen, obviously, because they are married.
Also, they have children.
Who's to know that he didn't do that to her back in the days?
That's not what I'm asking, though. Is it treason for just a normal member of the public to jizz onto some money?
I heard, from what I remember a long time ago, is if you deface a coin, so if you put a hole in like the Queen's head on a 2p or a 1p or whatever coin, then that counts as treason. Or if you deface like a coin, so like, or, well, even like split it in half. But I suppose like...
You'd have to be very strong to do that.
If you put water on a coin or put a coin in water, then you don't get done for treason for that. If it's the same with notes, I'd imagine it would be all right, as long as, I don't know, actually, yeah, because if you soil the note to the point where it's floppy and unusable, then yeah.
I mean, I imagine you could dry it off, but I don't know.
Would it be moral to then hand that note to somebody else, knowing that you've come into money?
I mean, it was bad enough when that woman handed me money that she'd just sneezed into at work, let alone a guy, like, knocking one out, and then, you know, paying for some hand gel.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I thought about if that had happened and he was paying for some wipes with it instead.
Well, I was going to originally say hand wipes, but then I was like, no, we'll go down the slightly less crude hand gel route.
Oh, okay. Well, I went down it anyway and ruined
it. I know you did.
Yeah.
The second discussion we had this week, like, we have these discussions and I'm like, you know, this is going to have to go in the podcast now, right? He's like, yeah, that's fine. Was that, you know how when you're buying, like, a new car or a used car, you get loads of, like, vehicle specifications?
Yeah.
Like, engine size, other things. I wonder whether they needed to start putting, like, car specs into vehicle specs.
That rhymes, by the way.
So things like spacious interior with foldable rear seats, ideal for missionary or athletic couples who can contort into flat doggy. I can just imagine that Auto Trader would turn into a very different magazine.
Maybe there is a special magazine that's that does
Auto
that.
Auto Trader's Wives.
I don't know, maybe like it's got some sort of like punny name. It's all just about not only just backroom, but like the front as well, like how good it would be for like secret blowjobs.
Well, you say this, and then what Andy said was that they need to add it into a theory test.
Right.
So we have created a question for you, Johnny. This was a joint working on it. You can't drive, can you?
No.
Have you taken any sort of theory test or anything?
Not yet, no.
No? Okay. Mm. How you do here doesn't really say much about you. It's just a bit of fun.
Okay.
You are driving at 69 miles per hour when your passenger begins filleting you. Do you take one hand off the wheel and place it on the back of their head, slow the car down and pull onto the hard shoulder, or ask them to stop and wait until you're able to park in a secluded area?
I'd go for one of the last two.
Talk me through the process here that you're thinking.
So the first one, what was that? It was just...
Take one hand off the wheel and place it on the back of their head.
I wouldn't do that one because I'd worry about the other things that's going on around me.
So what you're saying is it's not safe to take both hands off, take a hand off the wheel. You should have both hands in the 10 and 2 position at all times.
I am saying that I think it's nicer to get the full thing out with it. So what you would want to do is not have the concentration on the road and have the concentration on that.
Right, so you're less worried about your fellow road users than you are about getting off at this point.
Well, no, that's what I mean. I'd have to because I'd be worried about the other people on the road, I wouldn't be able to concentrate on the road, so I'd have to pull them to the side or the other one. But this is where I'm going on to the second one, right, which was pull to the side and then do it there. You're less likely to for someone to see you doing it there because other people are going past, and I suppose the only time I might get freaked out about that is like if a big lorry went past. I suppose it depends how far gone things were at that point. The safer one would obviously be the go somewhere and do it there, like in a car park. But the only problem that with that is that people could go past, unless it was like a proper secluded area. Like,
I mean, the answer does specify a secluded area.
Yeah. Well, there
so what
you
are you
go.
Saying? What's your answer?
I'd say, although, yes, it is a nice thing to happen, I would kind of be like, can we wait until we get somewhere safe? Because I really don't want to crash and kill everyone.
Correct. Well done, Johnny.
Yay.
You have passed this sexy, sexy theory test.
Yay. They should do that more often, yeah.
Right, so you're suggesting that they add that bit into the driving test just generally?
Yeah, I mean, it might come and they might be able to use it something like the radio is playing a crap song and you haven't got one of those cool indicator things on your car to switch it over. What do you do? Do you pull over to change your radio or do you go to a secluded... But then again, you probably wouldn't want to go to a secluded area to listen to the radio.
Well, this has been a weird start to the podcast.
Do you want to do a news story?
I can do.
By the way, when I was watching Frozen, I couldn't help thinking, do you want to do a fact cock?
Yeah. It was one of the best things I think I've ever done.
I think that was like the first one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not the first fact cock, but the first sung
proper
one.
Sung one.
Yeah.
And how it has grown since then.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a reply to the text I sent.
Okay.
Comedy is not my usual wank material, and also feel he might put me off my stroke. Sure, he's lovely and all, but that voice has never featured in my fantasies. Sorry, Johnny.
Oh, wow.
And then a secondary text going, how's the podcast going? As well as you can imagine, considering that text.
I could try. You know the music that we used for...
Please don't try and get my boyfriend off. Please don't make this a new mission of yours.
You know the music we used for Hearts Lonely Hearts Club? Maybe I could like find that and then do like a trailer for the podcast.
Please don't. You would make him so uncomfortable. I think you might cry. As you know, I would cry.
Yeah.
He'd probably just find it very uncomfortable. So, is it treason to spunk on John Gaunt's big face?
Not yet, no.
Why is it so big? I don't understand. An old lady died in there once. But, you know, what are you gonna do? We've all been stopped at airport security with a forgotten bottle of water, which we can either toss away or drink quickly in front of airport security. But what happens if that liquid is not water, but an entire bottle of European cognac? For airline passenger Miss Zhao, there was only one solution: slam it back at once. Zhao was transferring to a Wenzhou flight at Beijing Airport at noon, bear in mind this is noon, on August 21st when she was stopped at airport security. A worker told the woman in her 40s that she was not able to bring the imported cognac through the security checkpoint in her carry-on. As it was too late to transfer the cognac to her checked-in luggage, Zhao did what any responsible person that hates wasting food would do. She sat down in a corner and drank the entire bottle of cognac herself. This created a new security problem, though, and it had to do with a bottle of cognac that was now inside her. She started acting wildly and yelling incoherently. Due to her massive inebriation, when she fell to the floor, that's where she stayed. When police arrived at the scene... Are you laughing now?
No, I had a bit of a throat thing.
Okay.
Sorry.
When police arrived at the scene, they decided not to let her board her flight out of concern that she had become a security risk to others and herself, as Zhao was travelling alone. She was taken to a convalescence room and was checked out by a doctor. It wasn't until 7 p.m. when she sobered up and realised what she'd done. She was eventually released by police to her family, who had come to Beijing Airport to escort her home. It took her 7 hours to sober up.
Wow.
I mean, that's impressive.
Have you ever been so drunk it took you a while to sober up, or...?
I've got really drunk and then talked myself sober again.
Right.
Oh, I'm trying my best not to bring him up, but it's really difficult.
Okay.
Our second date, I think? We went and got food early, then we went bowling, then we went to my favourite bar, where they do, from 5 to 8, they do 2-for-1 cocktails. So it's not a happy hour, it's a happy 3 hours, and what a happy 3 hours they are. So we ended up buying, like, 3 lots of cocktails. By the end of my third cocktail, I was actually, like, blind drunk. And then we spent another 3 hours chatting, and by the time we finished chatting, I was sober again. So that was nice. But no, I normally drink and then go to bed, and then just wake up feeling like shit the next day.
There's been times when I've drunk loads and then got really tipsy, or maybe even actually properly drunk, and then gone back to normal afterwards. Like, I've done it and then kind of walked it off or something.
Right.
That's happened a couple of times. Like, going back to the time when I drank ouzo and cider in the same glass.
Lovely.
It can't have been like something like 7 hours to do that. It must have been probably like 3, maybe 4.
In an average bottle of cognac, which is 70 centilitres, that is 28 units of alcohol. Bearing in mind, they say you should, as a woman, you should have 3 to 4 a week. That's like 2 months worth of alcohol in an hour.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had cognac, though.
Is that the orange stuff?
Made out of orange? No, you're thinking of Cointreau.
Yeah, I always get the two mixed up with each other. It is like an orangey bottle, though, isn't it? Or orange label.
Well, it's like an orangey kind of ambery liquid.
Yeah.
But Cointreau is the orange one.
But that's blue.
Are you thinking of Blue Curacao?
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
I don't know much about alcohol, but I clearly know more than you.
Well, I used to work in a bar. I should know more.
Yeah, that's really bad.
There's reasons why I don't work in a bar anymore. I was going to say what was the worst you've ever been drunk, but I think you might have mentioned it like last week or something.
Probably. That's the thing, I don't have many drunk stories, and I'm a bit old for that now. That's tragic to say at the age of 24.
Yeah, see, I'm pretty sure I've got some, and I've got it all on tape.
Holy shit.
When we had a party at my dad's house, and my brother, who was not even... No, he might have just turned 18, actually, and it was the first time he'd ever had a drinking session.
Uh-oh.
And he fell asleep in the garden.
In the garden. Are you drunk? In the garden.
In the garden in the rain. And when he got up, it was so funny, because he couldn't stand up.
That was some impressive drunk acting there.
Yeah, I should be a proper drunk actor, if that's a profession to go into.
I was about to suggest any sort of actor who'd had a drinking problem, and then I realised that would be insensitive. Look at me being all sensible.
You're being sensible. It's time now to hurry up.
We should do a drunk podcast, Johnny.
All of the drink,
Johnny.
Yeah.
We should do a drunk podcast one week.
Yeah, we should.
It would only really work if we were in the same place, so we'll have to sort that out at some point.
Yeah, maybe I can like find a hotel over like near your end or something.
Sounds seedy, that.
Not in that way.
Sounds seedy.
All right. Maybe I should visit the travel lodge around your area. Does that sound less seedy?
Not really. but no, I think that would be funny.
And then we just go into a pub, maybe even a Wetherspoons, I don't know.
Come to the Barclay.
Okay.
The Barclay Plymouth, they tolerate me and my boyfriend. Pretty much every date we've gone on, we've ended up there.
Hmm.
At some point or another.
Yeah, we should both take our Zoom recorders or something and just record. And then maybe like the night after, I'll edit it up and release it.
That would be funny. I mean, we're saying this, that it would be funny now when we're sober. Might not be so funny later.
I am sober.
And I'm Zofeld. Hello.
Hi.
I want to make this happen now. I want this to be a thing now.
Okay.
We'll just do like a drunk special. Here we go. Prick up your ears, the drinking sessions. Done. Idea sealed. Let's make it happen.
Oh, what would be cool actually is if we split it up into 5 hours. We do it a bit like the long podcast, the big podcast, but
so
instead...
So we could start, like, in the hotel room with, like, never have ever, like, drinking games and stuff. And, like, buying off from there. And then end it at hour five.
Well, we seem to be having some technical difficulties on today's podcast. Until we get that sorted, here's a band of ants with worms on the vocals singing Are You Mine by the Arctic Monkeys.
John Grodenberg Enterprises Limited brings you Ruby's Words of Wisdom.
What do you have to do if you want to buy a house? If you don't have much money, then you'll probably have to get a job to get the money to buy a house.
How do you reckon you'd go about buying a house?
Well, probably either look on the internet, or if you're doing a driving job, then you might see some places that are free and you might be able to interview a meeting the person who owns the house.
Do you reckon there's anyone who might have like a listing of houses?
Yeah, probably someone who drives a lot.
Right.
And the person who I would guess is someone who did, who was a courier.
Yeah. Do you reckon the council have got a list?
Yeah.
How do you think you'd go about buying a car then? Would it be the same situation?
Probably.
Would a man have a list?
Probably not.
What would happen there then?
Well, you would have to go to a
car shop.
Yeah, a car shop.
Yeah. And how much do you reckon a car generally costs?
A couple of £100.
What colour would you have a car in?
Probably dark blue.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to wash it every 5 seconds. Because if you got a white or a pink, then you'd have to wash it every 5 seconds. Otherwise, it would look too scruffy.
What about if you were going to buy a boat? Where do you reckon you buy a boat from?
A outdoor shop.
Right.
You know, one of those shops that sell outdoor stuff. Like mountain climbing stuff and stuff.
Oh, okay, like stuff go outdoors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you reckon you need any accessories with the boat, or would it just come like as it was?
You'll probably need to buy some other stuff as well. A waterproof jacket in case you fall into water.
Yeah. What about a sail? Would you need one of them, or would it come with the boat?
Yeah. It'll probably come with the boat if you needed it.
Yeah.
But most of the time all you need is oars.
Or a motor, because some people have motorboats, don't they?
Yeah.
Where do you reckon you go and buy a horse from?
A farm.
But how would you know if it's for sale or not? So pretend I'm the farmer now, what would you ask me?
Is this horse on sale?
It might be. How much would you be willing to pay for my horse?
£500?
Alright then.
Yay!
Let's put the PUI podcast on. They've got the comedy that I want. Every episode's an hour long. Record till dawn. Let's put their podcast on. We found these fat cocks by ourselves, then overshared about everything else. Too hard to keep things in our heads. We know you're listening in bed. Yeah. There's things you don't want to hear. We really warned you. Not safe for work. You're in trouble. But you might win a pub quiz with these facts. Let's put the PUI podcast on. They've got the comedy that I want. An hour long. Record till dawn. Let's put their podcast on. You went first last week.
Yeah.
I'm going to save my favourite fact ever till a little bit later.
Okay.
So research suggests that people unconsciously smell their hands after shaking hands with someone. Perhaps because we unknowingly extract information from other people's scents. A bit like what dogs do when they sniff each other's bums. Have you ever done that?
What, sniffed another one's bum?
No.
Sniffed my own hand afterwards.
I think I unconsciously have, because I'll do it and then I'll have like an itchy nose. So you bring your hand up.
I don't think I have, but I do always feel my hand afterwards.
You feel your hand?
Yeah, with the hand that I've shaked with.
Is that to check it's still there, or...?
No, I think it's just to make sure that I've got nothing on it.
Right.
I'm not...
Wouldn't it be best to check it before you go and shake that hand?
No, well, yeah, I do anyway. Also, I always have the problem of when I'm going to a job interview, I have a runny nose. It's like, what do I do? I don't want to touch my nose because if I do, then it will get on my hands.
You need a handkerchief. I can't remember the last time I shook someone's hand, you know.
Was it a while?
I just genuinely can't remember. That's a weird thing to think.
Yeah. People with clammy hands, I realise.
Oh, no. Clammy hands and weak wrists.
I don't have a very strong hand. Well,
have you got a limp handshake?
Well, you shook my hand at the studio and you were like, no, that's no good.
Here I am, the handshake queen.
I'm not very good at it anyway because I don't understand why it needs to be firm or whatever. As long as I don't... feel like...
There's some joke here about me being firm with my handshakes and my grip, but yeah. I'm going to let the audience put together the pieces there.
It's just the feel of the hand. It's not whether it's a soft handshake or a hard handshake or a floppy thing. It's just more of whether I feel like that their hands are a bit wet or whatever.
Right. Are you the same with hand holding?
Yeah. I was just trying to think that. Sorry, I went blank a little bit, but I was thinking the cogs were going. People who I've held the hands of, though, who I've been out with, they don't have that clammy hand thing. It's normally people like other guys, I guess, because other guys' hands to me kind of feel a bit wet. But then,
are you hand sexist?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm unconsciously that.
Do you come out in like a cold sweat when you have to touch another man?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah. Shall I do my fact?
Yeah. Just like, this is petering out. It's petered out. It's petered. Yeah. Go on.
All right. Oh, where have I put it? In Japan, the cartoon character Tintin is called Tantan because Tintin sounds like Chin Chin, which is Japanese for penis.
So now it sounds like Chin Chin, which is like British for drink up, basically.
I don't like Tintin. I do think he is a bit of a penis.
Uh-oh. Tintin rant alarm. Woo-woo.
I'm not a fan of Tintin.
Why? Is it because he's a man? Are you a massive sexist when it comes to other men?
I don't know, I might be. I suppose it's good that I'm not sexist against women.
Well, considering you're marrying one, that is good, yeah.
Yeah, indeed. I don't know what it is about Tintin. I've never liked him.
Why? You can't just go, oh, I've never liked Tintin, he's a massive penis.
Because...
Is it because he's Belgian? Do you hate Belgians?
Oh, no, I like Poirot.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. I was going to ask what your feelings on Poirot were.
Poirot's all right. I don't know. I just never liked Tintin.
Okay.
I think it was just the feel of his handshake.
Right, okay.
It was just the feel of the programme.
What did you think of his little dog, Snowy?
See, I didn't mind Snowy. Snowy was all right, it was just Tintin.
Right, so you're sexist against humans, not animals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be human? No, because humanist is...
a good thing. We're back to the whole thing we discussed ages ago.
Yeah. How come a feminist is a feminist, but a racist...
I know what.
Yeah.
Yeah, how come feminist is good, but racist is bad? The ist suffix is not indicative of goodness or badness.
Yeah, because surely if you was to do it on the same way as feminist, a racist would be a good thing, because you'd be pro-race.
Hmm.
But it's not. It's negative race.
Ooh. My brain hurts.
Yeah. Have you had enough sleep this week?
Not really, no.
Oh.
No.
It's all
right. Today was my first day off in a little while.
Yeah.
So.
I'm a terrible snorer, and I snored while Ruby was playing on retro games.
Brilliant. She must have loved that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like the whole Rumble Pack still works.
Yeah.
That was an excellent gaming joke, by the way. That is not going to get the attention it deserves.
No.
And that makes me sad.
Do you want to do your next fact?
Yes, I'll just do a little one. The throne chair of Denmark, which was made in 1671, is crafted out of narwhal horns.
Wow.
Narwhal is a very pleasurable word to say. Also, the word pleasurable is pleasurable to say.
Yeah. Pleasurable narwhal.
Pleasurable narwhal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely to say together. What's that other phrase that's nice to say?
Listen to the podcast and smile.
Fuck off. No, it's like cupboard door or something. Hang on, this is going to annoy me now.
Are you typing in Google words that are pleasurable to say?
No, nicest two-word phrase.
For instance, there are some words that are fun to say, like dilly-dally.
No.
Haberdasher.
No.
Bubbles.
No.
Flim-flam.
No.
Blubber. Razzmatazz. No. And troglodyte.
Troglodyte, no. Oh, this is so annoying.
Why is the word for the high-pitched sex sound a woman makes? That's one of the things that it says on the search.
Are they talking about rape alarms? That was a very dark joke, sorry about that. I don't think there is a specific word for it.
The answers that they come up with is a moan, low sound generally, a whimper, a grunt or a groan or a squeal.
It's none of those. And also, she's not a pig. Pleasurable narwhal. That's lovely to say.
That sounds like a band name.
Hey, I'm in a band called Pleasurable Narwhal.
Now you said that in like you're from a 60s band called Pleasurable Narwhal.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to Google Pleasurable Narwhal now.
What's the songs that you came out with back in the day?
Throne Chair.
I like the song that you did about milk. Spoilt Milk.
Open brackets, no use crying.
Yeah.
Close brackets.
I just stumbled across something else.
Oh, no.
Was it last week or the week before I said about...
Your next fact?
Yes. My next fact is the your mother insult can be traced back to Shakespeare and the Bible.
By the way, I'm really loving your use of making it quite posh by saying your mother, as in rather than your mama.
Yeah. Your mother, your mama.
That's the audio equivalent of like sticking your little pinky out when you're talking.
Yeah. Hello, my name is...
Your mother is... Oh, I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Robert...
Bonson or something.
Whatever your name was at the beginning of this podcast that I can't remember.
Paul Bronson.
It might have been the fifth. Paul Bronson the fifth, that sounds
Paul
about right.
Paul Bronson the fifth. Did you know that the your mother insult can be traced back to Shakespeare and the Bible?
Your mother is... so fat, she doesn't just go around the block goes around her.
Yay! I thought you were gonna go, your mother doesn't go round the block, she is the block.
Oh, that's mean. No, that's not how it works. It's like, oh, your mum's so fat, she doesn't go up the stairs go up her. I just don't see the point of them. Here we are deconstructing comedy.
Now we're going to deconstruct...
words that Johnny can't say. Number one, deconstruct.
Narwhal. Walrus.
Pleasurable narwhal walrus.
Walrus. It sounds like a word that would be pleasurable if I could say it. Walrus.
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 Why are you having so much trouble saying this word?
Walrus.
Wool?
I can say Woolworths.
Not Woolworths.
No.
Say wool.
Walrus. Put it together, it's walrus.
It's like you've got some weird mental block.
Chris can't say squirrel. Yeah, it's walrus.
This is like an amazing mind trick.
Yeah, I could probably say it when I'm drunk. Walrus.
There you go, nearly there.
Yeah, but if I wanted to say it, drop it into a sentence, it doesn't work like that. Walrus.
I am the Eggman.
I am the walrus.
Cuckoo, ca-choo.
Ca-choo.
Exactly.
Mm.
And talking of walruses.
Yes.
Or other marine life. At a marine mammal studies institute, dolphins were trained to turn in trash that fell into the pools in exchange for fish. One dolphin was smart enough to hide pieces of paper under a rock, tearing off smaller pieces from the paper in order to get more fish out of it. Genius fish. Dolphin.
Dolphins.
Why are you laughing at dolphin?
Just because of the last time we spoke about a dolphin on this podcast.
Oh. Yeah. Shit, there was something on the Huffington Post about blowhole sex.
What, more?
Sorry, yeah. And it was about...
Blowhole is another word that's good to say.
Pleasurable narwhal blowhole. Oh, it was a link to a video about kinky animal sex.
Right.
And they talk about blowhole penetration.
Wouldn't it be the human equivalent of sticking a cock up your nose?
Yeah.
Because it's your breathing area.
Hey, have we discussed the video of a tapir using its penis to scratch its, like, shoulder?
No.
That is possibly one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen committed to video.
Okay.
Like, its penis is massive. And I'm talking massive. And it uses it to, like, scratch a bit on its shoulder. You know I said you weren't allowed to look at videos?
Yeah.
Find that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Does it, like, use it like a monkey uses its tail, like, as an extra thing?
Well, a little bit.
That is really weird.
It's just got so much control over it.
Yeah.
It's the fact that they use it to grip.
Yeah, so yeah, it is like a trunk.
Yeah, but not.
Intelligent people have more zinc and copper in their hair. Yours hasn't got real copper in it.
No, but it is a copper-esque colour.
Yeah. So what do you reckon, what colour is most associated with those colours anyway?
Well, zinc is like silver.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like kind of salt and pepper hair, which maybe makes sense.
What, so someone who is going old?
Yeah. Like, obviously they'd be distinguished and smart.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Hmm. I was going to say to you about if you can have any colour hair, but you've done your hair.
I have. Matt Smith's unfollowed me on Twitter.
He's what?
He's unfollowed me on Twitter.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what have you done?
Uh-oh, I don't know.
What have we all done?
I don't know. He still follows Sand Gorillas.
Hmm.
But he doesn't follow me, even after I put his name in the bloody jingle last week.
I know.
He hates me. I think Matt Smith hates me. Shall I do my last fact?
Yeah, go on then.
This might possibly be my favourite fact of all time. Falcons sometimes become sexually imprinted on humans. In order to breed them, the breeder lets the male bird copulate with his head whilst wearing a special hat with pockets in to catch the semen.
Wow.
Genuinely my favourite fact of all time. I just love the idea of going to, like, a university reunion in 20, 30 years' time.
Mm.
I mean, like, so... Gary, I hear you work at the aviary now. How's it going? And this guy's just there like, I don't want to talk about it. Don't talk about it. Mate, there's a feather in your hair. Don't talk about it. Don't touch me.
Was Gary a random name or...?
No, I was just trying to pick any sort of name of anyone we didn't really know. I wasn't suggesting it was our law lecturer, Gary. Because Gary didn't have any hair, really. It's like a sexy version of getting tarred and feathered. You get spunked and feathered. Is there not a better way to do this? Like, you get a mannequin. You put a pretend face on it. You put the hat on that. Wouldn't that work?
Maybe it's the smell or something that would make them not want to do it.
A bird is having sex with your face, though. Would you let a bird have sex on your head?
No.
Let me rephrase that. Would you let a bird jizz on your face for money?
No.
Would you really not? Not for money?
It would have to be a lot of money.
I would.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not £100. I'd want like a decent amount of money.
For £100 an hour, I would let a falcon have sex with a hat on my head. Definitely.
Falcons are big though.
Yeah, but it's £100 an hour. That's really easy money.
You'd have to have a neck thing.
It's a special hat. It's got pockets on. It's all fine. Also, I'm curious like how much semen these falcons produce.
Yeah.
To have multiple pockets.
Hmm. I don't know why, but I've got the idea of like a falcon having sex with a sombrero. This thing comes down. Yeah, and that's the music that's playing in my head. It's like this thing goes.
I mean, it is literally called the Mexican Hat Dance, so.
Is that what it is?
I'm pretty sure it's called Mexican Hat Dance, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to have to check now.
It would just. That's the thing that's in my head, and it's like this bird that's just swooped down and humping it.
That was a really good bird impression.
I wasn't expecting it.
Haha, I've got you with my bird impression. If you Google Mexican hat dance, it is that.
Oh, okay.
Also, there's a nice picture on Google Images of a man dressed in a sombrero dancing, like dressed as a sombrero. But no, I would definitely let a bird come on my head for £100.
Maybe 200, I think.
I'd definitely do it for 200. I'd probably do it for 75.
That's your lowest.
Truth be told, £50 would probably be the lowest I'd go. I don't have like a fetish to have a bird jizz on my face, by the way.
No, okay.
I'm just quite poor. You never see that sort of thing at those falconry displays, though, do you?
Well, that would be a bit inappropriate.
Here we have Robert. He is currently on heat. And here we have the Mexican hat dancer.
Spunk.
You ruined it.
Sorry.
With some premature spunk. That is just so typically you.
Some premature ejaculation.
And now Gary will take the hat to the testing centre laboratory where the females will be artificially inseminated for the coming spring.
Big round of applause for Gary there.
Cockroaches can live 9 days without a head. Obviously, their head doesn't come back on, and they've got no head to think about what they're doing.
So they just think really impulsively with their heart. Is that what it is?
Yes, because cockroaches are known for their strong hearts, aren't they?
Hey, they can survive a nuclear blast.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly, you know, they must be living for something. Don't deny these cockroaches love, Johnny.
That was the only one that got me thinking off of, like, a question off the back of it. If you could have something removed but that could get put back on you, what would that be?
What?
So if you could remove a part of your body but actually get it back on, so say if like you had an arm.
I mean, I have two arms, Johnny, but go on.
Yeah, but if you had an arm that actually detached and you could flare it around everywhere and then put it back on, it would still be your regular arm.
It would be good for impromptu tennis matches.
Or if you wanted to batter someone over the head with your other arm, what body thing would you do if you could, like, take it off?
Boobs.
Right. Oh, sorry, it's got me thinking of something.
Oh, so, dear.
Like, say if you're having, like, a particularly busy day and you're running around a lot of places and they were just kind of bouncing around everywhere, you could just take them off, put them in your bag, run to where you were going, and then put them back on again.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you want to wear a top out and it's like, oh, this is a bit booby.
Yeah.
No worries. Take them off, put them in your little storage in your handbag.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, if you're meeting your boyfriend later, it's like, great, stick the boobs back on. It's all good.
The only problem you'd have, though, is if you were doing stuff and they accidentally pop off.
Oh, no, I think they'd have, like, a self-locking mechanism.
Okay.
Like, you wouldn't want your boyfriend to be having a fumble and it just suddenly come off in his hand.
That would be embarrassing.
That would be horrendous.
Yeah, that was... Sorry, it's just, like, reminiscent of the milk testicles.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I cannot believe how much you laughed at that.
See, I did think originally, actually, you know, on my side of that, either I'd take my head off, but then again, that's a problem if you lose your head.
Don't lose your head, yeah.
Yeah.
Sage advice, that.
The milk testicle idea would be valid, but also, again, it's the worry about losing them.
You wouldn't want to misplace them, would you?
Or leave them hanging on a shelf. Like, I know people who take their glasses off and then leave them anywhere and then spend ages trying to look for them.
Are you calling Velma from Scooby-Doo your friend?
No, but like Velma, I can't see without my glasses.
Jinkies, my glasses! I can't find my glasses!
She's my favourite one, I think, out of them all. So if I was to have the removables.
Brilliant.
Then I would probably have to do that situation with it. If not, then it'd just be like my feet or something.
See, removables would be a good name for the podcast this week, but it's two testicle jokes in a row, which is not ideal. We don't want to get a reputation.
Well.
More of a reputation.
We don't want to extend the reputation.
I think that's Pat Cocker. Done.
Johnny Robinson, sticking a policeman up your face. It was good.
Good? Are you alright, Johnny?
So what have we learnt today, Zoidge?
That's not a new nickname. That can piss off.
Yeah.
Make me sound like sewage. Not acceptable.
Unacceptable!
We've learned that I would let a bird jizz on my head for £50.
Well, I'd want a bit more than that.
What have you learnt?
Well, firstly, that, yeah, ideally you could put your boobs in a bag.
Not like a pack-a-mac or reheatable vegetables.
Or what?
I don't know, I'm very tired.
We've learnt that the podcast seems to go on a big dip when we both end up being the victim of sleep deprivation.
If you know a Gary that works with falcons, do ask him to get in touch.
Gary reminds me of this character me and Avery made up called Colin.
That makes literally no sense at all.
Colin is...
What you just said in that sentence.
Well, we made a whole personality for Colin and a whole life story for him.
Right.
Colin reminds me of Gary, maybe.
You are the most confusing human I've ever met.
I'm just going to shut my mouth.
Okay.
I've been Johnny Robinson, and I'll still be Johnny Robinson after the podcast is finished.
And I've been Zoe Fell, and remain that way for a bit.
Bye.
Bye. SoundGorillas.co.uk